Certain topics are so fraught with significance and import they scream for attention. Landscaping is not normally one of them. But when Day-to-Day's Mike Pasca came across an item about a bit of landscaping going on at the White House, he was struck by a few thoughts. And here they are.
It's rare for an administration official to admit that a resident of the White House has been thrown for a loop by the press corps. But that's exactly the situation Gary Walters described to the New York Times a couple of days ago. Walters' official title is White House Usher, but in this situation he was serving as something of a White House Lorax because he spoke for the trees. That's right, the confused White House residents were the trees which live on the front lawn. Because television correspondents broadcast from the area day and night, bathing the lawn with the light and heat of their cameras, the trees have become confused. Many now flower out of season. Think about this. The media has forced nature to abandon its own schedule and opt for all bloom all the time. So what the White House has done to reorient the trees is close off the area of the North Lawn where the cameras normally gather. The decision, by the way, was undertaken without Dick Cheney convening a task force. Now that the trees are out of the spotlight, Washington practice is for them to become lobbyists, or maybe they'll just return to being trees, if they put their television careers behind them and remember their roots. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.
I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I suddenly see them.